Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network. Confirm.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast, and we back with another one. I'm B Fines. I'm your co-host. Well, my host. Shout out to my producer. And we got a special guest in the building. Introduce yourself.
My name is Neek.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the set, Neek. And a lot of people, like, you made the post on Twitter, and like a lot of people told me, like, you know, like sent me that, like, man, you know. So that's what brought you here today. But this is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good to eat and give us something good to watch. It ain't got to be in the city. It ain't got to, you know, like a good restaurant, a certain meal.
Like, I don't know. I be cooking, so.
Yeah.
I mean.
So what's your go-to meal when you cook? What's your go-to?
My go-to meal when I cook? Yeah. I like baked chicken. Like, I like anything baked.
Mm-hmm.
So, baked chicken, you know, macaroni.
Big.
Cornbread.
You eat chitlins? That's a topic.
No.
You ain't never ate chitlins?
Never.
Oh, man.
Never.
I think niggas be lying about eating chickens. I think, you know, they're in the closet, man.
Do you know what chitlins is?
Like, I know what chitlins are. I didn't see them cooked clean.
And I don't they stink.
Yeah, they do. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's some,
no.
You walk in a nigga's house, you know they're like, damn.
I'm not even gonna eat nothing that smell like it.
You ain't never tried them?
No.
I guess it's a dying out thing. I guess it's a dying out.
Yeah.
So give us something good. Give us a good watch.
I would say a good watch is Lost on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. That was a good.
I like Lost.
I watched the first season, but I kind of, when it was first on TV, but I never got it, get back around, so I'm about to check it out.
Definitely.
What was I about to say? The Big and Lazy Podcast. We just started a subscription service. So $5 a month, you get instant access to all our interviews, and you get the unedited version of all our interviews. $5 a month. That's not, what's it, a drink? That's not even a Big Mac meal. $5 a month. The link's in the bio, bigandlazy.com. We also got a website, bigandlazy.com. The link to that paid prescription service is on there. So go support. All right, if you don't want to do the $5 a month, you can just do a one-time donation of $2, $3, $5. But for $5 a month, you get instant access, behind the scenes. Our producer, our co-host, he'll come and wash your car, too. We working for another $2 a month. He's going to come bust some suds and wash your car. No, just fucking, we ain't going to wash your car. Yeah, so... Oh, and one more question. So if you could see anybody on this podcast, who would you like to see on here?
Milagro.
Who?
Milagro. That's my little cousin's clothing line.
Ah, okay. I think I, is he from my piece?
No, it's a girl.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Miracle.
Miracle?
Mm-hmm. And she does personalized clothes.
I think I seen, she be like, is that the one that said like the concert t-shirts? Cause like when the Wild Wave came, she had the Wild Wave.
No, she does the painting. She actually paints on her clothes.
No shit.
Yeah.
I'm about to check her out. What's her name?
Milagro. But her name's Miracle. So Miracle, Milagro means miracle in Spanish. So that's what she named her brand.
Milagro. Oh, that's dope. Yeah. I got familiar.
I would love for her to come on here.
Okay. Yeah. So set that up for us. You got to make a call.
I definitely will.
Okay. Yeah. So what got us here? You said you wanted to tell your story. You wanted to, you know, you reached out to different platforms and, you know, and you said you want to tell your story. Now, what story is that?
So basically, everybody have their own opinions and versions of a incident that happened in 2017, February the 9th, when me and my cousin got, you know, we got the people came, doors got kicked in, and 47 pounds of heroin was found between the two. Mm-hmm. So everybody has their own version. So I feel like I'm healed enough and I'm ready to tell the real version, to actually clear our name, because our name was drug every way but loose. Like, people was like, we lost bonds with people. We lost family bonds with people. Like, it just went downhill. So
why'd you lose bonds? Like, why? Like, you say, like, I don't like, why was they upset, or why did they, like, abandon you? Like, why would it, you know?
Because we never told nobody. Mm-hmm. We never told nobody. We lived two different lifestyles.
Right.
In the day, we family women. In the night, we turn, you know. So nobody knew until that happened. So everybody had their own opinions, of course. But, like, they was really shocked and disappointed, because you got to think, 7 pounds of heroin, that's a lot of drugs.
Yeah, that's a lot of drugs.
So they just was wary. And then, like, we lost friendships, of course.
Yeah.
We gained, like, people told stories about us that we never met before. So it's just time to clear the air, even though we're 7 years
okay.
past.
And I appreciate you coming up on our platform to clear the air. Mm-hmm. So, like, where did it all start? Like, let's go into the background. Not so much mm-hmm. as the, you know, the case. Like, where did it all, like...
Yeah. Why did I do it?
Yeah, why did you
okay.
do it?
Okay. So, I did it because 2010, my mom was murdered.
Sorry,
2013, my son's father passed away. And I also had my son the following month after that. So, and I was only 20 at the time.
So
I was 16 when my mom passed, and I was 20 when my son's dad passed.
Mm-hmm. So your son never met his dad?
Never.
Damn, I understand that, because Joe's, his son was born 3 days after he died, so he never got to. So how did your mom, like, how did she pass?
My mom, her husband killed her in 2010.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
It started out from her, so... I was just a young mom. I had a support system. I ain't gonna say that I had a support, but as what type of person I am, I'm very independent.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a baby, you know, so nobody's gonna love my child like me or provide for my child like me. So I'm not gonna take it away from my support system. So I end up doing it because I always kept a job, but the money wasn't enough, you know?
Right.
So I always been around the street stuff. So I only dated dudes in the streets. So I've always been around it. I was used to it, and I felt like a product of that environment. So I knew it was quick money, and I knew what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I called my cousin, the one I caught the case with. Mm-hmm. I called her, and I was just venting to her, like, the financial situation. Like, it's just crazy. Like, I gotta do something to provide for me and my son, and also pay these bills with no help, because ain't nobody paying my bills. So.
Right.
So she's like, okay, cool. We put our heads together, and we did our big one. Like, we right. did our big one. So if we gonna do it, we gonna... go ahead first, and we're gonna do it so we don't have to do it again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a one-time thing. So to get that much, so we did it, and it didn't even last 24 hours.
So hold on. So you saying it wasn't no continuous, like a year or two?
No.
So it was like a one-time, like a...
I mean, it was continuous, but not as big,
mm-hmm.
I can say. It wasn't as much
yeah.
that we did that time, that one time. And we promised that would be the last time.
Right.
So, yeah. And that's how that big of an amount came into play.
So you ain't got to incriminate nobody. You can plead the fifth.
Everything I'm saying is public records.
So how does two, you know, young women, I guess, I ain't gonna say, I don't want to say this the wrong way. Like, how do y'all,
we have it in our possession?
Not that. Like, how do y'all, like, just, you know, just stumble across? Like, I know where I can get 450 bricks from. You know what I mean? Like,
okay. So we pretty. Uh-huh. We pretty. We know how to talk. You know. So it's really easy actually for a woman to sell drugs, as long as you're pretty and you know how to talk.
Right.
It's that easy. You just gotta finesse your way through. Basically.
So was all those on consignment, or did you have to have, you know, that's a, you know.
I mean, it was. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Okay, so how did y'all get caught? Like, how did you, like, who did somebody tell? Was it a wiretap, or was it like,
you somebody know? Definitely told. So we were told on.
You know who told on? You ain't, don't, yeah.
I mean, yes, now, yes.
Okay.
So, yes, someone told on us. Yeah, someone also called the tip line on us. So, it was like, we didn't even have it in our possession for 24 hours.
Really?
For 24 hours. Like, they were watching us February the 8th, but we didn't know that. So, they seen every move we made from the location to where we took it to where we ended up at.
Right.
So like I said, we live two different lives. Mm-hmm. So in the daytime, we family women. We take, well, at the time I had a son, he was 3. She didn't have no kids, but a family woman during the day, taking care of my kids, my home, and things in that nature. And at nighttime, I would take my son to my granny, and I do what I do.
Right.
So this particular night, it was the night of February, the morning of February 9th. So it was like 12, not midnight. So we go, do what we do, picks it up, take it where it needs to go. The next day, we go to work, like a normal day. We go to work. And I remember leaving work. I worked at USAA, the bank, for the military.
But I'm gonna pause you right there, like, before you continue that story. But like the tip line, like, what was the was the tip line and the person that told on you? Were those two different things, or like the same person, the same type?
It's two different things, because you never know who called the tip line. Mm-hmm. Like, they're always anonymous, so I don't know if it was the person that told on us to call the tip line or the person that.
And so what was the tip like?
Okay, so the tip was like. They was like that we was a part of a gang. I'm not going to say the gang because I don't want to incriminate anybody.
Yeah.
But they were saying that we was part of a known gang and that we were flooding the city with heroin, and we have a lot of location spots. But they don't. But the tip was really not useful. So they end up, I guess, running our license plates, because they was watching us. They told them what type of cars we had, or something in that nature, to where they put them on us. Mm-hmm. But they knew our first name, but not our last name. So how they found that, I don't know.
Okay, this is the tip line.
Yeah.
So the snitch, like, was that just a hating person, or was that like a person that got into some trouble trying to get out? Like, what was that?
Basically, someone that was within the circle.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Everyday life with somebody.
Really? Are you still cool with that person? Are you still?
No.
Okay.
Don't even know where the person's located. Like, don't know.
Are they in witness protection? Are they hiding?
Don't know.
Damn.
You know, I mean, they always going to be protected. Yeah. That's what they do. So, yeah, the police is going to make sure they're far away. So, yeah.
Okay. Now let's go back. You said you was at a normal work day. We was working
A normal work day. Mm-hmm. And I had two houses. I had one like 5 minutes away from my job, and then I had an apartment. Kind of I had an apartment in Village West as well. Mm-hmm. So I went to the location nobody knew about. So it's only a handful of people that knew about that location. So I went. And I pulled up, and I only went because I had started my cycle at work. So I had to go there. And when I pulled in, it was quiet. Like, it wasn't nothing out of the ordinary. But I pulled up. I parked my car and a white man walks towards my car. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking he's like maintenance. You know what I'm saying? So he walks up to my window and he points at the door like, do you live here? I'm like, no. And then he pulls out a set of keys and then take my keys and match the keys up. So I'm like, I'm still confused on what he's doing. Mm-hmm. So he was like, step out the car. I said, for what? He said, step out the car. I'm like, for what? So then he showed me his badge, and I'm like, oh, shit. Like,
right.
Okay, so I gets out the car. But me not thinking, like, this is serious, I'm thinking I'm getting a loyalty check or something. You know how they do in the movies? Yeah. Like, they loyalty check you, you know? So once he got on his little radio or whatever, said what he said, like, so many police officers came from every which angle. You would have thought I killed somebody.
Right.
Like, they had the helicopters. They had all these police, so I was boxed in. So at this point, I'm like, nah, this shit's real. Like, this is for real. Uh-huh. So they put me in handcuffs. They sat me down. And I had to wait 30 minutes outside, and it was cold.
Right.
And they were so rude, so nasty, like... like, they was rude and nasty, like point blank. So I had to wait 30 minutes for a judge to sign the warrant. So they finally get the warrant signed. We goes in the house. I'm sitting there. I'm calm, just like this. Like, I'm calm,
right,
in handcuffs. So they search the house. Boom. They find what they find. Once they find it, one of them was like, I'm getting married today. So I'm just sitting there like, I so much shit is running through my head at one time. Boy,
one of the police officers?
Yeah, because they found it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, you know, just incriminating. Yeah, like, uh-huh. So then the head detective comes and sit next to me, and he was like talking to me, but I wasn't answering him because at this time, like, so much is going through my head. And then the main thing that I'm thinking about is my son. Like, I got a 3-year-old, so. Mm-hmm.
Where was he at the time?
He was at daycare. Okay. At the time. So he sits down, he's asking me all these questions, and I ain't answering them. Like, I'm just sitting there. Like, so then the man comes in with the drugs in his hand and was like, what is this? And I was like, I don't know. And then he was like, whose is this? I'm like, I don't know. So then he kept talking, keep talking, asking me all these questions, asking me about different people. I'm like, I don't know. Uh-huh. He was mad, like, he was fired up. So he leaves out, another detective come in. So at this point, I'm like, are y'all taking me to jail? What? You feel me? So they end up putting me in the front of the police car, which was very weird because usually you're supposed to get in the back.
Right.
So they put me in the front, and it was a female sitting on the driver's side, I guess, watching me or whatever. So we pulled up to the first interrogation room that is out St. Matthews. So we walked in. They sent me in this little room for hours. So at this point, I'm in custody for like 3 hours at this mm-hmm. point. Nobody knows where I am. My granny takes an Amber Alert out on me. My stepmom.
Your granny took an Amber Alert out on you?
Yes. Nobody knew where I was.
Ah, damn.
So, like, basically, they felt like I was missing.
Okay.
So then I go to 3 more interrogation rooms, sat there for hours. So I finally go to jail. They finally take me to jail. And I sit in the holding cell for another 4 hours.
So they weren't talking to you while you was in the interrogation room?
They were trying to. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I feel like they was moving me because they was also about to kick my cousin's door in. So they didn't want us to communicate. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I feel like they kept me so I wouldn't go to jail and try to call her. You feel what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So I'm in all these different interrogation rooms. So I end up in jail. Like, for 4 hours straight, I'm in this little room. And within 4 hours, it's like, by the time, like, now it's probably dark outside by the time. Because mm-hmm. I end up getting locked up at, like, noon. Noon. I end up getting locked up. And then, like, it felt like 6 hours later, my cousin's coming through the jail too. So now I'm like, fuck, that's gonna be my first phone call. You know what right. I'm saying? So I'm like, so damn, now we both in here.
Yeah.
She okay. said we made eye contact, and she was just like, it's gonna be okay, we're gonna be straight. So they end up giving me my phone call. At this time, I was in a relationship. So I called the person I was in a relationship with. Mind you, they didn't know what I was doing either until I'm calling from jail. Mm-hmm. So we sat in jail for like 12 hours and bonded out. And the next day, social media was going crazy.
I would imagine so. And I was one of them guys. I'm like, man, like, man, to walk away from some shit like that, like it had to be some old, you know, and I guess that's the honest thing. You know what I mean? You know the situation, but you really didn't know the situation. But right. You, on the outside looking in, so you see, what was your bond? How much was your bond?
My bond was, it was $50,000, but mm-hmm. then they 10%ed it.
Ah, okay, okay.
So
yeah, like,
bond out.
So like that day after the scrap, and next morning you woke up. So describe is like what's going through your mind? Like what's like
when I wake up from getting out of jail?
Yeah, first day.
That's the start of me losing everything. So mind you, the police got my car, mm-hmm. they got my phone, they got my house keys, they got everything. I have nothing. So then with Village West, you know, that's housing authority. So you're not supposed to have another apartment while you have government apartments. Right. So the lady ended up sending me in Crime Times.
Mm-hmm.
And she calls me and she was like, I'm not going to put it on paperwork, but you got 30 days to get out.
Right.
I'm just like, what do you mean? Like, the crime didn't even happen on y'all property, but she ends up putting me out. So I ends up moving. And when I moved, like a week later, we got indicted.
Okay. And like, what was your charges? Like, what was...
My charges was 27 pounds of 27 bricks of heroin and over 100 grams.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my charges. So my charges held 20 to life. Well, both of our charges held 20 to life. But like they just charged us with what they found in the house.
Right.
So then she had more than me, but I'm going to let her tell her story. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to. But she had what she had in her house and I had what I had in my house. So they charged me for just that backpack. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
what backpack?
That's where the drugs was in. Mm-hmm. The drugs was in a red and black backpack. So, and all of this is public record.
Mm-hmm.
So evidence. So that's all I got charged with. And I got charged with a blender and a digital scale.
Yeah.
And some ammonia.
Ah, okay. What was the ammonia for? Like, where I ain't...
I was just, you know, right. Cleaning up.
I got you. So to describe, like, okay, so you said you lost everything. So, mm-hmm. like, who was, like, at first call, like, because if I know if I get in some deep shit and I make the news and stuff, I know I'm going to break my grain. Sorry, you know.
Yeah.
So what was that first call or that first, like, damn, like.
The first call I made was to my stepmama. Because
mm-hmm.
I felt like she would understand. Like, she was mad at me, pissed off at the same time. But she's not one of them people that, like, incriminate you for doing something. Like, it's one of them more, you're going to have to put your big girl panties on and you're going to have to stand your ground. You know what I'm saying? So I called her first. But when she answered, the first thing I said is, did you go get my son?
Because
mm-hmm. I know if I didn't go get him, they was going to call her because she's the next person. So she was like, yeah, I got him. Okay. At that point, she was just like, I don't want to know nothing. I don't want to talk about nothing. Just put your big girl panties on and you gonna get through it. Like, she encouraged me. So that was my first phone call.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flir. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and it's the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flir, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map. Okay. So was y'all trial separate? Or did they try y'all together? Was it separate trials?
No, we didn't go to trial.
Oh, you didn't go to
we
trial?
We didn't go to trial. We didn't go to trial. We went to court. We did have the same court date. So we did go to court together. We got indicted together.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what happened was when I first went to court, when we got indicted, I got put on house arrest. So I was on house arrest for a whole year straight after the indictment. And then after the year, I was off. I got let off the watch because the feds wanted to pick it up or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I got off the watch. And at this time, it was like I would have to take some time. So the first offer was 20. No, we're not taking it.
Right.
The second offer was 10. No, we're not taking it. The third offer was 5. We're going to take it. Because that's the lowest they're going to go. You know what I'm saying?
So, the whole time, I'm thinking this is the feds. So the feds ain't... So these are all local police you dealing with? This ain't no...
Yeah, we stayed in state.
Oh, okay. So why was it dropping? Like, the time, like, was the case falling apart? Or was, like, what's...
Yes, the case was definitely falling apart. So. Excuse me. So what happened was the head detective ended up getting shot in his head in a raid.
Really?
So he was like, somebody else had to take the case.
Mm-hmm.
So once somebody else had took the case, all they had was the drugs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. My mouth just dry.
That's cool.
But with somebody else had to take it. So all they had really was the drugs, you know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying, and this informant. But we didn't go to trial, so they didn't get to use it. We just took the time, basically. We took the 5, signed it, and at that point, I was on the watch for 3 years. I was on the watch for 3 years.
Yeah.
So 2.5, but it was like 2.5 and some days. So 3 years, basically. And I ended up serving out when I thought I had turned myself in. But COVID is what really helped us, for real. Because the jails wasn't accepting new inmates. So that's why I got the watch.
Uh-huh.
So by the time we took our time and we had to go down, I already served out.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So I ain't had to go nowhere.
Why she's refreshing herself, take your time to go to bigandlazy.com. Bigandlazy.com, all our links is on there. We got an email subscription service. So email, you'll keep track of all updates of the podcast, you know, different ways you can contribute, you know, different ways you can participate. We also got a paid subscription service. You get instant access to all Big and Lazy content. You ain't got to wait 2 and 3 weeks for your drop, because we drop once a week. But if you want to record, you know, day after the record, you got it. Bigandlazy.com. The link to that is on bigandlazy.com. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on everything, Facebook, Twitter. We on everything. And all those links are on bigandlazy.com. So you said COVID. Yeah, that was a good time, man. Shout out to COVID.
It was a good time. Everybody was paid.
Yeah. So you ain't like, so they ain't try to get you to tell. They ain't try to like.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Of course they did. Yeah, they did. But in my mind, like I said, I've been around the street shit like all my life, like since I was young. So it's like, if you can't follow the street constitution, because there is one, just don't be in them. You know what I'm saying? And I know that to keep my mouth closed can get me a far away. So that's what I did.
Yeah. And stay solid, man. Like, like you said, if you in that, you know what you signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, put your, you know, like you said, your big boy draws on, your big girl bangs on, and handle business. So what is life like? What is life like after, like, you know, like, hold on. But how do you feel? How do you address, like, people saying you told, people do, like, how do you, like, I ain't gonna say address it, but how do you feel, like, when you
pull my paperwork out?
Okay.
We can have a paperwork party.
Okay.
I never hid my paperwork. Uh-huh. I was always proud to show my paperwork, because came too many people. Not even the men is going to stand solid. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
real talk.
Yeah. Like, you're going to respect me. You're not going to, like, I'm going to prove to you and show you physically form that, nah, I ain't telling nobody.
Okay. You heard her. So, like, what, how's life afterwards? Like, how's it, like, you know?
Life is actually great.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually great. So in the process of doing my time on the watch, I came up with a business. Mm-hmm. It's called Juicy Creations. I make lip gloss for a living. So I only had time on the watch. So I found something to do. And that became a hobby. And then it became a business.
Okay. So are you still, I ain't gonna say cool with, you know, you said they was trying to test your loyalty. You said you thought they was trying. Are you still cool with them? Are they, you know, is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We gonna always be family. Man. They know who I'm talking to. Always.
I appreciate that.
So, yeah.
So, you said you wanted to tell your story because, like, you see a lot of girls, you see a lot of stories like yours. Like, what do you mean like that? Like, what do you...
Like, I see a lot of stories, like, when it comes to drug cases. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of people losing faith once they throw them numbers at them. Like, it's like they just shut down on themselves.
Right.
But... No, you don't do that. Because you know what you signed up for. You know what it came with it. And you just, you know you got to stay solid. And you got to stay strong. And you got to stay firm. You know what I'm saying? So when I say that, I just see a lot of people doing the police's job. Right. And that's just not cool. Like, that's not cool.
So like, stop snitching, huh?
Yeah, just mm-hmm. stop. Like, how do you go in a room and tell on another grown person that's probably 9 times out of 10 doing this to feed their family, their kids, you know what I'm saying, to get by in life? Like, you go in and ruin somebody else's life is insane to me.
That's crazy. Are you familiar with the Kevin Chow story? He was a kingpin out in D.C. You know, Peyton Fool, Ace Boogie and them. Mm-hmm. He was kind of running with them. But long story short, he got a case. Mm-hmm. He got a case with like him and I want to say maybe like 20 co-defendants. Mm-hmm. They catch him and 19 of them. So it's one dude on the run. Mm-hmm. He's on the run for maybe a year, you know. And like you said, the case is falling apart. Mm-hmm. People's bonding, you know, weaker and weaker. And that they caught that nigga and he sunk the whole ship.
It's like always that one. Like, it's the one you least expect. It's always that one.
And right, like he said, you telling, like, you don't want to go to jail. You don't want to do this and that. What makes mm-hmm. you think I want to do it? Right. Like, I got kids. I got family. I got friends. Like,
but it don't help to tell because you're still going to jail.
Yeah, you're still going down.
It's just, it's no point.
So, do you think Gunna snitched? Gunna told? In the Wiseville trail?
I don't know.
Yeah.
People be different.
I don't
like,
know.
People can rap it, but can you live it? Like,
and that's like, that's my sentiments. Like, he never seemed like a, you know what I mean? He seems like an entertainer. I ain't never seen him as a street guy, he wears purses and you know what I mean? And
I mean, boots. I don't like putting that on nobody's name if I don't see it. So, I mean, he's very calm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
I don't know. Maybe he's fighting. Maybe he's selling. Maybe I don't know. I don't like putting that on nobody's name, though.
So, you talked about the bad, though, but 50 mm-hmm. bricks of heroin, that's a lot of. What's the, you know what I mean? Like,
what's the price on it?
What was the price? Like, what was
over $1 million.
Mm-hmm. So was you living lavishly? Like, what was the, tell me some good stories. Like,
we had a ball. Like, it was fun. Yeah. I just feel like when you do something like that, make sure you're having fun in it as well. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So we would go on trips, but we wasn't flashy. Let me say that. We mm-hmm. weren't flashy with it, but we had fun. And the people that was around us had fun. Like, we took vacation trips. The month before we got our doors got kicked in, we went to the Bahamas for New Year's. Mm-hmm. Came back and caught up, and that's when everything just went left. Right. But we did have some fun times. Like, Chicago was the place to be.
Chicago,
you know,
good
Georgia
city.
Was the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we was always on the road.
So, like, how long? So you got caught the case in February of 17. Like, how long was the run? Like, how long was the, you know what I mean? Like, how was it, like a short run, maybe two or 3 years? How was the?
It was about 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. A nice little run. That's why I said all good runs come to an end, because they do.
Yeah, all good things definitely come to an end. So how does it feel? You said you lost your mother at an early age. Like, how does it feel being a single mother? You said you lost let's double back on that. You lost mm-hmm. a child's father. Like, how'd you lose your child's father? Like, and how does it feel, you know?
I lost him in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard because my son's older now. And at some point, a boy is going to need his father. You know what I'm saying? Because a woman, I don't care. Like, a woman cannot raise a man. Like,
no.
Or a little boy to be a man. Like, it's impossible. Mm. Like, we can tell him certain things, but it's a lot of things we just can't, like, teach him. So that's really hard. But he got uncles. He got, you know, I got friends still. So, I mean, he has positive people in his life, but it's still hard because he still has those questions about his daddy, like what ifs and things in that nature.
Okay. That's good. Like, the uncles, because I try mm-hmm. to be in my you know, my nieces and nephews' life as best as I can, but I don't know. That's a different fucking conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
And then for me personally,
mm-hmm.
it's hard being a single parent, period.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard. And now I have a 2-year-old as well. So it's like,
mm-hmm.
it's really hard, but I get through it.
Is that father, like, is he like a stepfather to the...
No.
Why
he's one of them. He's one of them. If you don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with my daughter.
Ah, damn, man.
So, but like I said, I'm immune to it. So mm-hmm. I don't even know how it feels to have a baby daddy. I don't know how it feels to share my baby. Like, I don't know. I didn't get that feeling. You know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
my son's dad was like, he was never present. He died a month before.
Mm-hmm.
So I be real stingy with my kids. So I don't have, I have a... Like, I can't, nah, I'm just stingy with them.
I understand.
I treat them like an egg.
What you mean like an egg?
Like, I take really good care of them. So, yeah.
So, what message would you have for, like, the youth that's at that fork in the road that's, you know, that fork, wrong path or the right path? Like, what, that's, you know, what message would you have to, like?
I would say... You can find all positivity in a negative situation.
Because
mm-hmm. anything can always be worse. But let the worst be your last option. You know what I'm saying? Like, outweigh, if you in a predicament where you financially struggling or things in that nature, just try the legal way first before right. you just jump to the illegal way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because everything, like, it'll get better. But sometimes you just really have to go head first if you really down bad.
Right. I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Jim. I appreciate you stopping by and talking to us.
You're welcome. Thank
you. Where can they find you? Where can they?
I have a Twitter. On Twitter, my name is Diary of Neek. And my Instagram is reallyjuicy_. And my Facebook name is Ravion Brown.
Okay. And be looking for this. It's coming soon. Like I said, we got merch coming on the way. BigAndLazy.com. We got a paid subscription service. I'm telling you, to the moon. We appreciate every support. We should every follower, every guest that came on the couch. You probably see we got a new logo. We're reimagining our logo. We just dropped another. We're doing double logos, you know. So we got some major moves coming. Be on the lookout. And we're going to end it just like that.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.